You're listening to The Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM. I'm Jim Cunningham. Aria 412 is here. Dr. Mildred Myers, Millie to everybody, the chairperson of the board, the founder of this organization, Desiree Soteros, amazing singer. We had a chance to speak about Aria 412 way too long ago.
Yes.
I'm so glad that you are back today. But I Hear America Singing is your event that's coming up shortly. And then even more close to it, we're going to be at Hop Farm for a fantastic event. We'll get to that in a moment. We've got to talk about your opera, Thomas the Rhymer, which is coming a little further down the road. Desiree, could we begin, assume nothing, that someone in their car doesn't know Aria 412 and hasn't been there yet? How did you get this thing started? What's your mission? What's it all about?
Well, we started back in 2017 with performances at Hotel Indigo. And at that time, you know, we just started on a one-off concert, and then there was a lot of interest. And so we began doing monthly concerts. And we were able to stay active throughout the pandemic. We were able to keep our community going and have that place for our singers. But we have since then, we've moved to Hop Farm. But we're all about Pittsburgh singers, local performers. We're about Pittsburgh. And we're for Pittsburgh. And that's our biggest message is for what we do.
Dr. Myers is signed on as chairperson of the board. Why?
Why? Because I believe in the two major facets of Aria 412. One, to give professional Pittsburgh singers an opportunity to sing for local audiences. We have many wonderful large groups like the opera and the symphony here, but we have many, many singers who maybe aren't going to be full-time singers, but who are professional singers. Aria 412 auditions all its singers, and it gives them an opportunity to sing for local audiences, a variety of music from classical to Broadway, different genres. And the other thing that I think is important is that because we perform in places like Hop Farm Brewery, people who are not so sure they're comfortable going to Heinz Hall or the Benedum to hear classical music can come to Hop Farm and eat and drink and bring a group of friends and say, this is fun. And I believe in both of those. So that's why I signed on.
And I probably should have said at the outset that you are family, Millie, Dr. Myers, as our chair of the board, now emerita, and still helping us in so many ways, but also co-chair of the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. And, wow, the YWCA and Carlo, all kinds of nonprofits on your curriculum vitae. What does it mean? A lot of fundraising, and you've
yes.
done it with great distinction, but love of music is in your heart. You also work for the symphony as a chair of their board.
I wasn't the chair, but I was on the symphony board for 14 years, yeah. Well, you know, I was a teacher, I was an academic, and once I retired from that, and actually I retired early because it was getting in the way of other things I wanted to do, like work in the nonprofit community. I'm a lifelong Pittsburgher, and I want to live in a community that provides the kinds of things that Aria 412 does, as well as our larger, and WQED, obviously, and our larger organizations. So what I can do to help in that regard, I'm helping myself and my friends who enjoy it here as much as the organizations.
Desiree Soteros, who is Aria 412? You are one member.
Mm-hmm.
I see at least eight singers on the upcoming event at Hop Farm. But who will we hear with I Hear America Singing from Aria 412?
Well, we will hear Rob Frankenberry. He is also the music director for I Hear America Singing, and we will hear Christopher Scott as well as me. We will be the three performers, and Rob will be playing the piano at the same time that he'll be singing and talking. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a fun show. It's a lot like Sondheim, like Merrily We Roll Along. You know, it combines folk and popular operatic music. And that's kind of one of the things that drew us to this piece, because that's what we do at ARIA 412 in our monthly concerts. We combine a lot of different genres, and it's a lot of fun, you know, and this is too. The music is upbeat. It has a lot of humor. It's a 70-minute show with no intermission, so it's an easy evening out.
And you just told me, but the composer is?
Darren Hagen.
And Darren, how did you connect with Darren?
Well, Darren has worked with Rob Frankenberry quite a bit, and he has also had some premieres here with Pittsburgh Festival Opera, I would say 5 to 8 years ago. And his wife, actually, Jill DeLyons, is a composer, and I did the premiere of her opera, A New Kind of Fallout, at Pittsburgh Festival Opera. And so, you know, that's the connection.
And Millie, have you heard any of the music yet?
No, I have not. So
it's appealing, you're telling me.
Yes, it is.
It's easy to love.
It's easy to love. It's easy to listen to. Like I said, it combines popular music, old music, and operatic music.
So, Millie, when you, as chair of the board, you hear Desiree describing it, how are you going to get the word out? How are you going to sell it to people that think, I don't know Darren's music? How do you approach it?
Well, Desiree mentioned that there's some similarities to Sondheim and Merrily We Roll Along. So that's a connection for people that, okay, I like Sondheim or those productions I've enjoyed, so it's not scary. The promotion tells a story also. Desiree, why don't you tell the story of the opera, which we hope will appeal to
Please.
People.
Well, it's about a composer who is in his late middle age, who has past regrets, and they're catching up to him. He's searching for healing and renewal in his creative life, his professional life, and, you know, most importantly, his past relationships that fell to the wayside. I think it's really relevant because it grapples with the need for healing and forgiveness in tumultuous times. And I think that's something that we're all dealing with at this moment.
That's where we are now, that's for sure.
But there's humor involved and great music.
It'll be at the Rau Theater.
Yes.
Which is at the University of Pittsburgh in the Cathedral of Learning?
Correct. Yes, in the basement of the Cathedral of Learning. And there's lots of street parking and also at the Soldiers and Sailors parking garage. So it's easy to get to and a 70-minute show.
Can I show up at the door and buy a ticket?
You can.
And do you have a senior student discount or is it one price fits all?
It's $25.
Very reasonable.
Yes, yes.
Sounds right to me. Okay. Anything else you'd like to say before we move on to the other good things happening with ARIA 412 about I Hear America Singing?
Just come out and see us. You will not be disappointed.
Now, it's kind of a short turnaround to get to your next event because it's really only a few days away. But Hop
Correct.
Farm Brewing, you mentioned when we first started speaking, is your informal home. And where is it? On Butler Street?
It's on Butler Street, yes.
Why did you select Hop Farm Brewing? What's special about that spot?
Well, you know, one thing, they have great food.
The beer's not bad.
The beer's not bad, and they have wine, which is not a thing that they always have at breweries. So
yes,
that's
which matters to me. And also the food is remarkably good.
Good.
The service is good, too. But it's a great space. It's nice and open. It's relaxed. You know, you can come there and hear some good music, laugh. You can talk. So you don't have to be quiet. It's very relaxed and just a great space to be in.
What's the next show?
The next show is called Bad Advice. So we're going to have songs, arias, and pop songs based on bad advice that people receive, you know, in life. So it'll be a lot of fun.
And tell me about the singers. I saw 8 singers on the list. Quite a group. You've got 3 named Logan, 2 named Katie.
Yes, that is correct. We have 3 Logans on the show, and they'll be singing a trio. So we're very excited about that. We have Katie Manoukian and Katie Dufendach. We have Brady Collins. So it's going to be a great show.
And they all have terrific careers working in the area. I someone was singing at Shadyside now, and then they've done all kinds of things, as have you.
Yes, correct. We have singers, you know, they are involved in the Pittsburgh Opera, like you said, Shadyside, with the Savoyards.
Numerous opera companies.
Yes.
I know you worked with Undercroft, didn't you?
Yes, I did when they were here.
Terrific organizations locally. And you have an MC for your shows often.
Yes, we do. Kip Soteras.
Who has a light touch.
Yes, he does. You never know what he's going to say, though.
That's nice. Have you been to Hop Farm?
Oh, yeah. For people who know me, they know that probably a brewery in Lawrenceville is not my usual scene. But it's fun, and I got a couple of cousins involved, and they have brought three or four other people, so now we have a whole table, because a lot of us who wouldn't, of a certain age, who wouldn't have necessarily thought we want to go to a brewery in Lawrenceville on Tuesday night, go and have fun, which is part of it. I also say a word about Kip Soteras, in case Desiree's being modest about that. Kip and I, this all started, you asked how I got involved with them. Kip and I, well, we met at a party, but Kip and I discovered we have a great deal in common professionally. Among other things, I sometimes guest lecture in classes that Kip is teaching at Chatham. So that's such a Pittsburgh story, the way these connections are made. But Kip is very, very funny and very clever. And I think we have people who come, they come for the music, but
yes,
they'd be disappointed not to have Kip as the MC as well.
And will we hear you, Desiree?
On the 7th, this time, no, because I'll be preparing and in rehearsals for I Hear America Singing. But I'm usually singing most times.
And let's hear a little bit about your background. You went to the University of Cincinnati Conservancy.
I did.
But there was Austria, there was sailing, all kinds of things.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I went to get my master's at Cincinnati Conservatory, and then lived in New York, and I was an apprentice with the Portland Opera in Oregon. I was a world finalist with the Pavarotti competition. And I did travel on Cunard cruise lines, singing opera concerts for a couple of years, which was one of those jobs where you just kind of pinch yourself and you can't believe you're doing it. It was fantastic. Went out to California and sang with San Jose Opera. I did several Queen of the Nights around that area and then here in Pittsburgh.
I counted a half dozen opera companies where you sang,
yes,
Queen of the Night.
Yes, that is correct.
So you can't go wrong with Mozart in that role, except the high notes are
a
challenge.
That's right.
Oh, my. Well, I hope we'll hear Queen of the Night from you again at some point. But tell me a little bit more about the Cunard Line experience. I don't know if you've ever met our Sarah Botkin. She helps us with the fundraising drive, but she met her husband working on a cruise ship.
Really?
Yes. It can be a place for love, and real serious music making happens on those ships sometimes.
Indeed, yes. We had ballet dancers, and we would sing arias and duets along with the dancers. And then we also did, you know, small concerts where we sang arias and duets and all kinds of music. So I've been doing, you know, these kind of concerts for a long time. And I think, you know, there's some truth in the fact that maybe there's a little I got some ideas from that, you know,
sure,
for ARIA 412, and it was always kind of brewing, but it was a blast.
The most amazing sight you saw, country, architectural landmark, I don't know if you ever had time to get off the boat.
We did. That was one of the great things, is that, you know, we could go off in any port and spend the day, or sometimes we'd be in places for a couple days, but I would say seeing the pyramids was amazing, and also being in the midnight sun, and, you know, where it's daylight all day long up in the Arctic Circle, that was really amazing. And
not,
you know,
bad for the office. Wow.
No.
Okay, we must also speak about Thomas the Rhymer. This is the Scottish legend. I don't know if Americans, Pittsburghers, do we know Thomas the Rhymer? There have been numerous attempts to make it into a play, or Walter Scott was interested, Turner the painter is connected to Thomas the Rhymer. But how did you get the Scottish legend on the stage? It's your first full-length opera that you're going to put together.
That's correct. Well, the libretto is actually by my husband, Kip Soteras, because he's also a writer. He's written several librettos. And he was really drawn to it, you know, that's a character that, you know, he can't tell a lie. And so he was really interested in that concept. And so he wrote the libretto, and we have Matt Gillespie, who is also a local composer. He wrote the music. So it's completely, you know, Pittsburgh-driven. All the performers are from Pittsburgh, and the musicians,
designers.
Have
you already had a tryout?
Yes, we had a preview back in October.
But the formal production will happen when?
October, the weekend of the 19th.
Be here before you know it.
Yes,
do you know
it
the
will.
Running time yet? Is this going to be like Parsifal?
No. I'd say it will be about an hour and a half.
Sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, that'll be very exciting.
Yes.
And there's a legend that Thomas the Rhymer still lives. Why? Why is that legend out there? I don't know enough about the story, and I was an English major. I'm embarrassed to say. I should know it.
I think people are intrigued by a person who can't tell a lie, and I think that's why.
Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to learning more. I'll read more about it before you get it together for October. It is a joy to speak with both of you. What else should we know about ARIA 412? You chose it because it's the area code for Western Pennsylvania, and you're all about Pittsburgh.
That's right. That's right. ARIA 412. But yes, Pittsburgh, for Pittsburgh, by Pittsburgh.
Millie, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would emphasize what Desiree just said, by Pittsburghers, for Pittsburghers, making all kinds of music accessible to all kinds of Pittsburghers. When you come to Hop Farm for an ARIA 412 performance, you see people from college students to people even older than I am all mingling together. I've made friends through people I've met at ARIA 412. We actually had a meetup group there not long ago, which is an organization of people who want to find people and do nice things together. And the meetup group came to ARIA 412 as something different to do. So it's an opportunity to hear fun music, and it is fun. There's a lot of laughter, but there's a lot of really fine music sung by professional singers in everybody being together and having fun. It's a unique concept, and it's right here.
Yeah, and I would also say that it's also an entree for people who don't know much about opera to, you know, start somewhere where it's relaxed, and then a lot of times they start going to the Pittsburgh Opera. So it's an entree into that world.
Singers don't mind if I drop my fork or my knife.
Not at all.
So noise doesn't distract you from getting the music out there.
No, and in fact, the way it works, you go and you place your order when you come in, and they give you a number. And so as the performance is going on, the servers are coming in with your orders looking for your table number. So it's... You could call it dinner theater in a way, dinner music in a way, in a somewhat different atmosphere than one would normally think of that. But that's part of what makes it just fun and in so many dimensions.
I hope our listeners to Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM, will check it out. They'll be there for all of these great events. And you often always keep people up to date through Facebook, so you can like your Facebook page and stay informed of events that are happening.
Correct.
All right. Dr. Mildred Myers, Desiree Soteras, thank you so much for what you're doing with ARIA 412 and for stopping by WQED-FM to talk about it. I'm sure this will be the first of many visits. Please stay in touch. We have to get your singers to perform in our studio here sometime.
That would be great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Una me la spastia, girino sei.